This is St. Louis Public Radio. University High School prides itself in its musical traditions. Local rap star Nelly is an alumnus, but for a group of the next generation of hip-hop star hopefuls, there wasn't a music program that quite fit. So a U-City student freestyled his own course. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports.
If U-City senior Alex Cunningham has a free period, he might be stretched out across the hallway in a corner of the fourth floor music department, laptop on his chest, headphones on.
I was trying to get to the studio, but the door was locked, and I didn't feel like walking all the way back down. I was like, I'm just going to sit right here and make a beat.
Cunningham, who's 18, was trying to get into the room of the class he started. The aspiring music producer convinced his principal last year to let him start an intro to hip-hop producing course. He's a self-taught pianist with a musical family, but was never drawn to traditional school music programs. Instead, mixing beats became an insatiable hobby. By the fall of 2016, his after-school job at McDonald's was getting in the way of the free time for him and his younger brother to work on new tracks. And he thought to himself,
I need to find a way that we can be able to make beats at school so we can get a credit for it. And not only is it helping us with our career, it helps us with our, you know, our schooling.
He went to his principal, Susan Hill, and pitched her on the idea.
Well, I mean, the first thing that went through my mind is, yeah, how can we make this happen?
Saying yes to the class is part of Hill's effort to introduce more of what's known as project-based learning, where students design an educational experience that gets them excited about school. She knew audio production is something a lot of her students are interested in.
I wasn't exactly sure how we were going to make it happen.
She bought some audio equipment and speakers. Cunningham now had to convince his friends to register.
We just think Alex was lying for real, but we was all excited about it too.
That's fellow senior Kyler Cross.
The day that we actually got to do the class, so we was all excited about that day.
With a handful of classmates, including his younger brother on board, the next assignment was finding a place to hold class.
And at first we were in the library, and the library, I really thank the librarians, because you're not supposed to have speakers in the library, but I mean, they bear with us.
Eventually, the librarians' patience ran out. Now the students, all boys, gather in a practice room in the music department. On a table in the corner is the laptop and speakers, next to it, a keyboard. Some students bring their own instruments. Cunningham says it's weird to consider himself a teacher. The class is more of a continuous group project. After first bell on a recent Monday morning, there are a dozen sleepy eyes and slumped shoulders. Then Cunningham starts up on the keyboard. Once a beat is pumping from the speakers, everyone is up, heads bobbing along, freestyled lyrics flowing. The tracks are a mix of sounds from the computer program and samples of their own instruments and vocals.
Let me see how you tag them in. So when you feel like you put enough in the beat, so not to be selfish, you just tag somebody else in.
They've learned how to mix through trial and error and watching videos. The audio production course is an independent study. They provide the soundtrack to school assemblies and pep rallies. Senior Mason Lewis says that's how they earn class credit.
This actually increases our productivity because we have to come to school every day. So it's like, we have to come to school, we have to make a beat. It structures us.
They connected with local music producers and attended concerts. The school even booked them a day at a studio, where they produced this track. Time to make up your mind, the stars align, and we gonna shine. Look, baby, stay fly, you be my bride. They call me Cody, you call me Jerron. I leg on my pie, shut it aside. You be my Bonnie, and I'll be your Clyde. Cunningham will graduate in a few weeks and is deciding between a few options for college. But he knows music will be part of the mix.
This gives me that leverage to going into the the real world when it comes to the real musician world and where they take you serious. So it's like you have something under your belt.
He's leaving a legacy at U-City High, too. Principal Hill says the class will be worked into the curriculum and have a teacher in the fall. And she's hoping to secure a donation to build a full recording studio. For now, she watches the class from the entryway of the practice room, saying over the thumping of the music, "This makes me happy to see." I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio. Say I'm messing with your mind.